so. Praise God. Turn with me in your word to Luke chapter 5. I'm sorry, Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse 5. How many know that God wants to increase you? And when I say increase you, I'm not speaking about finances, though that's a part of it. But God wants to make you more than what you think you are by what you go through. Amen. And that God can create opportunities for things that you face, things that you go through, to make something more out of you. There's fighters in this house today. You hear what I tell you? There's fighters in this house today. So I'm going to speak to some fighters here in this house. I want to speak to those that had to scratch and crawl even to get here in this service this morning. To make it this far, even in this year, you've been through so much, but God's not left you. God has a plan inside of you unfolding right now as we speak through it all. Luke chapter 11 and verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me. There's somebody else in need that I want to be able to help. But I'm lacking myself. I want to give to somebody else, but there's issues that I'm dealing with. There are things that I'm facing. And so I need you to help me. I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him. Though sometimes it seems like God's not moving a finger on your behalf. Does it feel that way sometimes, or is it just me? He says, yet because of his importunity. I can't help but realize how that word is phrased. Because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. I want to preach to you a message today entitled, Reasons for the Increase. Reasons for the Increase. Father, in the name of Jesus, we can only ask for the anointing. We can only ask, oh God, for you to penetrate our human logic, oh God, and get us in tune with the Spirit. It is the Spirit that gives life. Our flesh profits us nothing. It is the Spirit that we must connect with today in the middle of all of our fleshly desires and issues. It is the Spirit that we want to arrest our hearts to do something, oh God, to help us, oh God, when we cannot help ourselves. We have things, oh God, that are beyond our own means and control. But God, I still believe that in the middle of our trial, increase is on the way. Blessings are on the way. Favor is on the way. And it's because of our importunity. The devil is a liar. What I'm facing is going to make me stronger. The devil is a liar. What I'm dealing with is only going to empower me that much more to get that much more radical. I'm not going to sit back and miss my blessing because of what I'm dealing with. No, but because of what I'm dealing with, I'm going to go to a higher place. Because of what I'm going through, there is a tenacity and a fight in my spirit that I am going to be a blessing. And I'm going to have more after my trial to be able to give to somebody in their trial. Now clap your hands unto the Lord if you believe it. And you may be seated here in the presence of the Lord. Is there anyone here this morning that just wants a little bit more Jesus? More of his plans. More of his will. More of his presence in our lives. More of his anointing, which we teach you here, that the anointing is the covering and the protection of God that we cannot get outside of God. And anything that is anointed by God, anything that is covered by God, cannot be defeated. Does anyone want to walk in a place that is so dependent upon Jesus, you are willing to lose yourself into who you are, so long as it means you are being wrapped up in who Jesus is? That is the group of people that I want to address this morning. I want to preach to a hungry people. A group, a unique group that realize, keyword, realize, that through what you have faced this past year and all that you have gone through, because you've been through a lot, that you have come to a place because of all of those things you've been through, I cannot stay in this ordinary place. Why? It's not going to cut it. I'm going through too much to go through the same thing I went through without feeling empowered by the hand of the Lord. We've been through a lot this year. And so, therefore, I cannot have the same level of pursuit of what I had and got this year if I'm going to progress rather than regress in the coming year. Is there any heart that is tired of progressing and then regressing? Regression is what takes place in the life of someone that has made progress, but then importunity happens in your life. A new situation comes up in your life. A new circumstance rises up, a new trial, a new battle, whatever it might be comes. And then all of a sudden, everything you have progressed in goes out the window. Am I talking to anybody here today? I believe I am talking to many people under the sound of my voice that through the years you have progressed so much in God. But with all that being said, new things still always have a way of coming into your life. And sometimes when that new thing comes into your life, it's easy to regress and go back and do the same things you used to do before you had God in your life. And then now things get worse exponentially because you know Jesus has been your solution, but instead of going back to him and growing in him in the middle of the new trial, you have found yourself weak and you go backwards. Oh, but I want to build somebody's faith this morning. And I want to tell you there is another side to that word importunity. And that is the opportunity will be the very reason why you are going to have increase in your life. That you will begin to see God in the middle of everything that you don't want to happen to you. To find yourself, I choose to get stronger in the middle of my importune situations. I will allow my importunity to be the very reason for my increase. Because I said at the beginning, I am a fighter and I won't allow the importunity to stop me from my progression. I will allow the opportunity to do what God wants to do in my life. I didn't say I liked it, but what I am saying is I'm not going to just sit down and take it without going to fight in the name of the Lord. And I tell you and I promise you, if you keep on fighting, your increase is about to come. I keep on telling you something about the change in your home when you don't allow the importunity to destroy you. Your increase is what I'm telling you is connected to your importunity. Whew. I want you to say that. My increase is connected to my importunity. The setting of scripture And I believe when you read scripture, you need to know the background and the setting of what's going on to contextualize what's happening. It's brought to light because we begin to see it started from the heart and the desire of the disciples. The point here is that we need to realize that what triggered the Lord to tell them this story was triggered by what he saw and relates to the progression of the very ones that he poured himself into. And he is giving a response because he will always come and he will always give revelation to those that are hungry. I said that last week and I'm repeating it again. Revelation comes to the ones that want it. Revelation comes to the ones that say, God, I got to have more. I know there's more of you and more in you. And God says the secrets of God are going to be revealed to those that go into deep places. The psalmist says, deep calleth unto deep. There are certain places you are only going to get to when you have a desire to go deeper in the things of God. And anytime God gives more revelation, we find it's both those that already have much. And I find that very interesting. The Lord took the man who only had one talent, who refused to do anything with that one talent, and he gave it to the one not who had five talents. He gave it to the one who had 10 talents. If you want more of God, you got to get more of God. And God will give more to those that want more. If you want more, lift up your hands right now and say, that's me. That's me. And so that matters because God begins to look at these disciples. These disciples were truly wanting to grow in the things of God. And just within the last few chapters of the book of Luke where we are at, we find that Luke is the one who gives more detail to what's going on. And what we find in chapter 9, if we look a little bit closer, and I'm going to go quickly here. In chapter 9, he sends out the 12, and when he sent them out, he gave them power, and he gave them authority to drive out all demons and to cure all diseases. He sent them, and he sent them with a word. And I am a preacher, and so I got to preach this verse. I want to tell you that we're not going by ourselves, but that we are absolutely going on assignment. And when we get a hold of our assignment, there is not one devil in hell that can stop the assignment of those that choose to obey. And guess what? You are not going by yourself. You are going because you are sent by a word from the Lord. Can I tell Lighthouse Church of Independence, we are on assignment. And when I'm on assignment and I got a word from God, I tell you right now, every disease by the authority of the name of Jesus is coming down by the authority of the blood of Jesus and the power of his name. He sent them to heal the sick. And what came alongside of that, a connection, was finding out the level, now hear me here, of the commitment that was inside of them. Jesus told them, this time when you go, don't take anything with you. Remember the message is about reasons for the increase. But he told them, don't take anything in your journey. That in of itself took an extra level of commitment not to take the things that you know you need in order to be on the journey that God puts you in. Many of you right now, you're trying to fight the good fight. You're trying to go forward in your marriages, in your home, in your finances, in your life, all the things you are pursuing after the things of God, but you feel so ill-equipped. I don't mind telling you, sometimes pastoring, you feel like you don't have the answers, you don't have the strategies, you don't have what it takes in order to build what God wants you to build. But I find myself in a position, that's how you know I'm committed, and that's how you know you're committed, that even though you feel like you don't have enough for the journey, you're not going to turn back. You're saying, God, if I have to go naked, I'll go naked, but my mind is committed to the cause of God. And that's when you find, you allow your commitment to be God. You are greater than my provision. I'm going to say that again, because we're going to go somewhere in the new year, and you got to say for yourself and for this church, God, my commitment to you is greater than my provision that I think I have, which means I'm not depending on what I have in the physical. I'm walking towards what you said in the supernatural. I'm not going to walk by what I see. I walk by what I cannot see, but what I can walk by is the word that you put inside of my spirit, that I can go forth and do what you called me to do. And so the assignment you're headed towards, you might feel ill-equipped, but can I tell you, so long as you got a word from God and you are committed, oh, you got to hear what I'm telling you. So long as you are committed, let me tell you, you are about to see the increase of God, but it will take a spirit of dedication. Later in that same chapter, and I move on here, he feeds approximately 15,000 plus people. And in that context, he says, okay, who do men say that I am? And they begin to say that to him. He says, that's fine. Who do you say I am? And Peter, we know the story. And then he said after that, verse 21 of chapter 9, he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. Before Jesus gave great revelation, he first set up to see if they understood who he was. Because if you know who I am, then you need to know where I'm going. But don't tell everybody, is what caught me, though. You received this revelation, therefore I got something for you. But everybody don't have that same desire, so therefore they don't get that revelation. So keep your mouth shut. Not everybody is going to be in that position to recognize that because I am. Now watch verse 22, Luke 9:22. Don't tell them anything. Now we're going to put context to it. Why not, Lord? Verse 22, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised on the third day. Verse 23, and he said to them all, to the ones he gave revelation, to the ones he told them to keep their mouth shut. Here's why. If any man come to me, he has to deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Disciples, you can't tell everybody about what I'm really trying to do, because they are going to have to do this. You can't tell everybody, because the ones I want you to tell are the ones that are making up in their mind to understand that we have to deny ourselves. And too many people that I've heard replace the word deny themselves with justify themselves. They heard deny themselves, they changed it to make excuses for themselves. They heard deny themselves, but they changed it to be the victim of himself or please himself. And Jesus said, no, I'm looking for the committed to give revelation to. The same chapter, he says, who do you all say is the greatest? And then he tells them at the end of that, hey, it's going to cost you something to be the greatest. He says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. What I'm driving home is that commitment. That's the context that he's saying, I'm seeing the disciples obey the level of commitment I'm trying to give to them. And so I want that to be the same desire here among us, that we are now in a position for revelation. Because if you are committed, lift your hands and say, I am counting among that number. If I'm going to have more of God and I'm going to be effective in area of my life, then I know I say I am committed because I'm ready for revelation. So let me give it to you right now, because this is what the Lord gave to me concerning us this morning. In 2019, I prophesy that God is about to release things that he has always done to those that are desperate for more. And so in their mind, if I am not going anywhere and my mind is made up to be with Jesus all of the way, then I need to connect with God in prayer. If I'm going to be in this thing, then I need to operate with some confidence that I can have the power of God working on my behalf. And so, Jesus, I see you praying, and we know you are getting the results you want. I am desperate to be on the same level. So that's where we find ourselves in our text in Luke chapter 11. And we know the proverbial Lord's Prayer, and the majority of us stop there. But Luke says, let me add a little bit more to what he was saying. Which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to thee. I say unto you, though he shall not rise and give him any, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as much as is needed. Jesus gives them this parable to go alongside what prayer is about. It's not the prayer that needs to be prayed, because many people pray prayers, but it is the mindset behind the prayer that makes it effective. It's, God, I'm hungry for more, therefore I got to pray with intentionality. God, I want to see more happen in my life, and there I need you to speak something into my spirit. And so he says, there's a friend who is on a long journey, and the friend on the long journey miscalculated how much supplies he needed in order to complete his journey. So he realized where he was. He recognized there's a friend of mine up the streets, and I'm going to go and get a hold of him, and maybe he can help me. So he goes to his friend, and he lets him know of the shortage that he has and what he needs to continue on in his journey. But the friend apparently did not have enough what he needed. And sometimes I want this church to do more. And sometimes you want your marriage to be better. And sometimes you want things in life to be different. But you come to the conclusion, if you're honest about it, and you say, I lack so much. I want to give so much more. But I got all kind of things in my life that show that I cannot meet anybody else's need, yet alone my own need. And notice the issue here is that the Lord says it was at midnight. Do you feel like you're just walking in midnight experiences? Do you feel like many times that darkness is just all around you, and you're dealing with all these things that just seem to put such heavy clouds in your life, and you can't see the next day? And the Lord says, I want you to notice it was midnight. I'm painting a situation of hopelessness. I'm painting a picture that seems like everything is lost. I'm painting something that hopefully you can relate to. And in the middle of this problem that he's in, the friend has the audacity to go to his neighbor's house at midnight and ask for some bread. Desperation had set in, because most of us would not disturb somebody at midnight for something that somebody else might think is so small and insignificant. And let me tell you right now, the things you're dealing with are not small and insignificant to God. And so the Lord is saying, recognize this parable. You might feel like you have some importunity, but if you get a spirit of desperation inside of you, you don't care what time it is. You don't care how long your midnight has been. You are made up in your mind, I'm going to get exactly what I need. And because of my importunity will be the reason why I come out larger than I was before I got into it, because I know right now that God is getting ready to empower me. And sometimes empowerment comes in the middle of a desperation season of your life. He goes to his friend, please, I need you. I need just 3 loaves. This is what I need to make a difference in my life, God. My friend on the journey's come to me. I don't have anything to give to him. I don't have enough within me. I don't have what it takes to be good enough, to be good enough for anybody else. I don't know right now myself how to do and be any good to anybody, but I'm coming to the one I know has the answer. Are you hearing me this morning? I have a lack of supply. I have areas that I need to increase in, but I know who to call. I know who to go to, and I refuse to sit here in lack without at least going to the one that has plenty of supply. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You might not have enough, and you might have things that make you feel like you don't have enough to give, but I tell you, there's someone with an open door, and at first glance, it might seem like he's too busy. He's too caught up in what he's doing, but I want to tell you, you're importunity will be the very reason you keep on knocking. The importunity and the struggle you have going on in your life will be the main reason why you keep your mouth open and your hands raised and say, until I get what God has for me, I'm not leaving. I'm not going to stay in the midnight without the increase. I'm coming out in the morning with more than I started off with. And I want to tell somebody, the reason why you will progress in this new year is that there's something inside of you that says, I'm going to get my bread. I'm going to get what God's word has for my life. The friend seemingly says, in a mean frame of mind, I don't care what's going on in your life. Don't bother me. The door is already locked. Have you ever been somewhere and the door was locked because you got there too late? You went to a business somewhere or the post office somewhere and but you got there too late. And when the door is locked in something in your life, you feel like there's just nothing I can do about it. The door is locked. My opportunity has passed. It's too late. Maybe you've been through so many things this year, it just feels like there's some doors that have locked. Your opportunity has passed. It just seems a little bit too late. I want to tell somebody, there's still somebody behind those locked doors that has your answer in their hands. But they're waiting to see how desperate you are to get what you need. That's what he's saying. He said, I couldn't even get you to this point until there was some level of commitment inside of you. And then once I see commitment is inside of you, I'll give you the next solution that you need. You see, you might not get there until you first make yourself committed. But when you get committed, God says, let me give you a little secret. I know it seemed like it's the door's locked, but there's somebody on the other side that can recognize someone who has opportunity that will be the thing that will you to keep on knocking on that door. What am I trying to say as clear as I can? Everything that you think is locked and everything you think has caused you to have unfavor is the very thing that will keep pushing you. Oh, this is why I've got to get a breakthrough. Yes, I am messed up. And the reason why I am messed up is the reason why I'm going to keep coming to God and getting my breakthrough. I know I'm crazy. I know I got issues. I know everything ain't right in my life. And those very things are the reason why I'm showing up right now and I ain't going nowhere. Where until you open the door and give me my blessing. Can I talk to some people, some real people here today? You've been going through hell and high water all year long, but that's the reason why things are about to get better, because you haven't gave up yet. You're still saying, the reason why I'm here is because I'm in a bad place and I ain't leaving until I get an increase. I ain't leaving until I get what's mine. I ain't leaving until I get my breakthrough. At first, you look at the inconvenience. I'm not turning you away because I don't have any bread. It's one thing to say, I appreciate you coming and thinking I have the answer, but I actually don't, so you need to leave. That wasn't the case. Some people come to God, knock on his door, and leave because somebody lied to you and said God couldn't do it. So why would you press on a house or a person that can't do it? But that wasn't the issue. The issue was not that he did not have bread. The issue was the timing wasn't right. And we talk ourselves out of our increase because we justify the time of day it is. We justify the environment that's on the outside that things that would dictate what's going on the inside. But when you're truly hungry for what you need, you don't care what time it is. In fact, the only clock you see is it's my time to be blessed. I want to prophesy to somebody and say, I know it's been midnight for a long time, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And I tell you why joy is coming, because I ain't leaving until I get the bread, because I ain't leaving until you open the door. If you got what I need, then I ain't leaving until you get it. It might be inconvenient to you, the timing might not be right, but the Lord says that's the kind of faith I like in somebody. I need some people with some spiritual tenacity. I need some spiritual bulldogs and spiritual pimp. Come on. I need some rough riders in here that say, we ain't going nowhere until you make a way when there was no way. I know I don't have what it takes. I know I lack. That's why I'm here. I'm here because you got it. I'm here because you are the one that has the answer. There are people here this morning. You have needs in your life. And you know who has the power to fix it. Straight up. I'm not stop knocking on the door until I get what I need to go into a new year. I'm not going into the new year with lack. And your lack can be whatever your lack is, but there's a mindset that had that this man had. Because of my importunity, there's about to be a reason for my increase. I got some things I need you to do. And excuse me, I'm not leaving until you do it. I'm not leaving until you make a way. I don't care how long it takes for you to open up and give me the provision I need, but I'm not leaving without the bread. I'm not going to care about you getting up because you're my friend or not. I'm not worried about if you like me or not. That's not enough. Sometimes you say that ain't enough. Just a Christian label on my name, just a doorknob label I got ain't gonna be enough to get me through what I'm getting. Might be real right now. What you're feeling right now has zero to do what denomination you're part of, what clothes you wear, how you look. You got something a little bit deeper than that, and therefore, because of my importunity, I got a reason for an increase. I need a breakthrough in my home. I need a breakthrough in my life. I need a bread in my life. Oh God. Sometimes we think that God is only going to move in our lives because of who we are, what kind of name we got, how long we've been in Pentecost. But sometimes that's not why God's going to move. He says, I'm not moving because you're my friend. I'm not getting up because you're my friend. In fact, you ain't that good of a friend anyways. Can I make it plain? You're not that good of a Christian anyways. I'll ask God to bless me when I get all my ducks in a row. So until I get everything together, I don't really need to press because God will only bless his friends. Can I talk to somebody today? I can't be dynamic like you because I know what I've been doing. And I have disqualified myself to walking into the blessings of God because I'm not what I think I should be in God. But God gave clarification. I'm not going to bless you because you're my friend anyways. I'm trying to take you to a new level of dependence upon me. And too many of us don't depend on God when bad stuff happens. Can you close your eyes for a second? I got to keep it real for a while. There are too many individuals that will shout and praise and worship God all day long, so long as there's no importunity. I got the joy of the Lord in my soul, money in the bank account, body feels well, everything's going well. I'm going to shout the house down this Sunday. And you know what God is asking? How are you going to act when you're in a place of importunity? How are you going to act when you have lack? How are you going to act when your world is upside down? How are you going to, what's your attitude and your spirit going to be like when you can't meet the need of somebody you want to meet the need for? What happens when you go into your cabinet and it's bare? Your spiritual emotion is drained. Everything in your life was turned upside down. I'm talking to some people who need to go further in me. You've been committed so long as I have fed the 5,000. You've been committed so long as I quiet the sea. But what about moments when that's not going on? Are you going to have an importunate spirit and run away and suck your thumb? Or is this the time to say, bless God, because I'm lacking, I'm going to get some increase. Because my life is turned upside down, this is why I'm going to worship like I've never worshiped before. This is why I'm going to pray like I never prayed. I wish somebody would stand on their feet right now and lift their hands. And to the reason why I'm about to get an increase, it's because of my lack. And in the middle of my lack, I'm tired of backing down. In the middle of my lack, I'm tired of sucking my thumb. In the middle of my importunity, I'm tired of running away from God. Not this year, I'm running towards God. Not this year, I'm seeking the face of God. Not this year, I'm putting more energy than I ever had before. Alamaha Sotolo Mohura Bahaya.
Why am I going to get up? Why is God going to bless you this year? Because of your importunity. Why am I going to rise up and give you as much as you want? Because you have a need. Can I tell somebody, your need is the entrance into the blessings of God. I know you don't hear that all the time, but I'm going to try to tell you as plain as I can. Your problem is about to be your promise. It's about to take you to a new level. Don't you allow the devil to lie to you and tell you, see how bad things have gotten. See how messed up you are. Say it, turn around. Devil, do you see how messed up I am? Devil, do you see how many problems I got? I got reason for some increase coming my way. It's going to cause me to pray like I never prayed before. It's going to cause me to shout like I never shouted before. It's going to cause me to get dynamic like I never had before. My importunity is causing me to have energy to bless the Lord. Come on, wave your hands right now and bless the Lord. Say, this year is going to be different. It will be the reason for my increase. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to open up your mouth right now. My lack, my shame will be what's going to cause me to push. When you are importuned, when those things are going on in your life, you can't be cute anymore. You can't be passive anymore. You can't be quiet anymore. Things in life that are going wrong in your life is causing you now to get desperate. Is there anybody here today? Is there anybody here today? You want to see things be effective in the middle of your opportunity. I challenge you right now to close your eyes, to raise your hand, and hear the voice of God and tell you your increase is coming because of your importunity. I said, see God the face of God right now. See his face right now. Blessing is coming your way. It can be your season. It can be your time. It can be your moment. Don't walk away out of frustration. Get a hunger in your spirit that what all I'm facing, I am in need of a touch. I am in need of an answer. I am in need of a miracle. Sit down. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord all over this place. I said, I'm done preaching, but turn this place into a prayer room. Wherever you are, and these altars are open, make up in your mind, I got reason to increase. I got reason for the fight. I got reason. I'm desperate for God. I'm desperate for God. Hey, things will be different. I'm getting empowered. And let God minister to you right now. Let God talk to you right now.